return now to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Jenny Sanders. Phone lines are open during live broadcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour two, live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Happy to have you back and happy to be joined again with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn, I was thinking while we were on the break, this is coming up this Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. If you haven't gotten an invitation, you can get an invitation to our webinar, and they may be going out tomorrow in the email. I know a lot of I've seen the invitation coming through on Facebook, but this is your first webinar this year.
Wow. Did we even do one last year? I can't remember. We did a pile of them and then we didn't do any. We just play around.
Yeah, we did last year. I think we did some things on the hormones and different things. I can't remember, but but I agree. But this one is going to be a whiz bang. A bang wizard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's the timing of doing an immunity webinar is very important because, like we were saying at the top of the hour, people want to feel that they're protected. And the protection comes from giving your body the nutrients that it can use to help support your immune system. Your immune system is so complex. I was talking to Chad about the PowerPoint that I'm using, and he was saying that the second slide, he said, it's just too complex for people. And I said, that's exactly my point. And I said, I'm not even for a minute going to go over that whole chart. It's just to show people that all these various ingredients in the immune system, they have to work flawlessly in order to help us stay healthy. And in order to work flawlessly, they have to have the building blocks that create these cells. So that just doesn't happen out of the blue. And it doesn't happen by suppressing the immune system with prednisone and dexamethasone. And it doesn't happen by giving a vaccine, because even to give a vaccine, you have to have the building blocks to make the antibodies that the vaccine is supposed to produce. So the whole thing is very complex and intricate. And actually what I realized, and I'll say this in more detail on Thursday, but medicine kind of turned their back on the immune system when they discovered antibiotics. And they thought anything that goes wrong with the immune system will just hit them with antibiotics and then call it a day. And that has led to the downfall of our immune system. So there.
No, it's absolutely, I mean, it's very profound what you're saying, and but this is our opportunity to reset everything, and that's our company name, is RNA Reset, and we believe in the reset, and I think this is an incredible time for people to be able to understand, you know, historically what's occurred in medicine so that they can make different choices and really see for themselves that we need to put ourselves on a better path.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the way.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, like you say, Jenny, I've been doing this for decades and decades, and for a time such as this, for a day such as this, my education, the layers that I've learned, the things that I've done, They have culminated in this company and in these products. I never in a million years thought I would be a salesperson or a businesswoman, but it's what was required. when people say on Amazon, you know, on the people that make comments on products or my book, The Magnesium Miracle, when they say, well, she's just making a product, and, you know, I don't get in there, but now I'm at the point of saying, well, who else is going to make something that's going to work? If it isn't a clinician who's been in the forefront of all this, you know, working with chronic fatigue and AIDS all these years, I realize what's required. And then just by the grace of God, I happened upon a chemist who was able to stabilize these ions of minerals. And then, boom, we have something that works. So it's a unique position to be in, and I'm happy to be here, along with my good buddy, Jenny.
Well, the thing of it is that, like, let's just look at AIDS. I mean, we talk about the immune support, but if you're the beginning place of the immune system not breaking down or whatever, is getting into an infection that you can't recover from. And you know that from the chronic fatigue, the Epstein-Barr. And you know that some of these infections are lurking in your body, and they're already there, and they're waiting for your immune system to become compromised so they can become activated. But AIDS is the end of a line for an immune system. Cancer is the end of a line for an immune system. We don't talk about those things on our show. We're way ahead of what we're all about is preventing any of those compromises and fortifying the body so that people can expect that well-being. And like you said, I mean, my gosh, the next thing is really going to be longevity. I mean, once people decide to take their power back and they decide that the government is not going to save them, and you know, and we've seen that already, God bless everybody who's trying. Fine. But there's no better trying than me just doing. Me taking care of myself is better than a million governments trying to figure out something for me, right?
On the air.
Right. Bob, yes, sweetie. Bob just came over and asked me to read a testimonial he just received from somebody. So I'll do that right now. But yes, thank you. This whole business of letting the body deteriorate to such a point has been reinforced by the medical establishment, by Big Pharma, because sickness makes money. So, and that's all you have to know. Sickness makes money, but we don't want people to live in that world. And there are definitely alternatives.
Well, so, and now, corollary is, and let me just say really quickly, but now what people are understanding is sickness is costing them money, because there's no solution for people right now. Some people who have been inconvenienced financially because of this whole situation, of which they made themselves be healthy, but financially they've been impeded. And this is when people start to not only take responsibility, but they start to hold other people accountable and say, hey, listen, you know, we can't have this in our society. It's too much to forbear. We have to come into our own power. So you're at the forefront of that. You've been there many, many years, and you do know the immune system, I mean, in extraordinary ways. So you're uniquely qualified to present this. And as you said, it's all perfect timing. And not just perfect timing, but it's also big impact.
Right. Okay, here's a testimonial. On Wednesday, July 8th this year, my dad experienced breathing difficulties, got rushed to hospital. My aunties notified me via Skype, and they were really worried that it's over for him. I encouraged them to be ready to get his complement formulas to him, as I believe that it was not the case. He was stabilized and had to spend 3 days in a tent outside the hospital to be tested for COVID before being admitted into the COVID-free hospital. A lung scan revealed a clot that needed loosening. My aunties were not allowed to see him, but they managed to get his products to him. All was going well, but then one of the doctors that worked on my dad's ward tested positive for COVID the day before he was supposed to be released, which was July 21st. My dad got retested, tested positive, moved to the COVID hospital, placed in a 20-bed ward. The doctor would not speak to my aunt, but luckily they got an opportunity to once again get his Pico Zinc and other formulas to him. He continued to show no symptoms, which baffled the doctors, as my dad has COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and only 40% lung function, according to their medical standards. A friend of my dad, who's a retired specialist doctor from the military, called him after receiving the news. His friend could not believe that my dad was fine. He said to him that he is aware of the state of my dad's lungs and that my dad is amongst the most highest at risk of being killed by the virus. In his opinion, it was a miracle that my dad was still alive. My dad was very grateful, but at the same time eager to get out of there, as things were very morbid with the sickness and death around him. 8 days later, and still not showing any symptoms, my dad tested positive for the virus again. He said he could feel depression trying to creep in, as all he wanted to do was get out of there. However, at the same time, he remained grateful and likened his situation to Daniel in the Bible, who was thrown into the lion's den. On the 31st of July, now it began July 8th, so now 31st of July, I received a message from him saying that something strange had just happened. He had a spoonful of Pico Silver and started getting hay fever symptoms. He started sneezing uncontrollably, and then all of a sudden a big blood clot came out of his nose. He said as it came out, the fatigue he had experienced lifted immediately. I spoke to him on the phone, and he told me he could breathe properly for the first time in a long time. He started walking up and down the hall for exercise, and when I was on his third lap when I was talking to him on the phone. This is amazing, as usually he's too out of breath to speak and walk at the same time. He sings all the praises of Connie's products. The doctor agreed to test him again after 4 days, as he can be discharged as soon as he tests negative. We are currently awaiting his latest test results. I wanted to thank Dr. Dean from the very depths of my beingness for her insight, wisdom, and guidance on how to give your body what it requires to be well, and for modeling how to live a life of excellence and completeness. Isn't that amazing? What do you say to that? Ginny's searching for the children. Ginny!
Did we get disconnected?
No, I'm here. I was searching for the children to scream, yay, but I couldn't find them on my desktop. Anyway, oh my God, Carol. Well, I'll just say it myself. That's incredible.
I know. It is incredible. It really is. And and we can't make any claims. That's
no.
Just something that happened.
Just something that happened. Wow.
Yeah, Bob yelled out, nothing to see here.
Wow.
Move along. Yeah.
Isn't that incredible? Well, the body just relieved itself of its own burden. I mean, it's incredible. And all that layering. And that's one of the things that's so fun about minerals is the layering of the layers of prevention that come. That's just incredible. Mm-hmm. Gosh.
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah.
He's got no COVID symptoms.
Yeah, and his blood clot coming up and his lung symptoms disappearing. Yeah. So it reached into the very depths of his toenails to create some sort of perfection.
That's incredible.
Awesome.
Well, and what about that, the Pico Silver, which we speculate on and we would never claim or suggest is true, but we think it is that whole thing about how it does stem cell recovery and it stimulates the white blood cells, and it's probably just putting layers and layers of And also, you know, zinc is just so healing for your skin and your tissues. Between the zinc and the Pico Silver, he probably just had an incredible healing in his body. That's amazing.
Yeah. And what he was saying, his aunties managed to sneak the remedies into him. Now, that is something. And, you know, they'll put it in a water bottle, for example, and just say, you know, stay hydrated. So you have to do these things. I would do it in a heartbeat to help somebody.
Absolutely. Well, you have done it your whole life, running into burning buildings.
The wife of a patient of mine and I, he had, what happened to him? He had an asthma attack and he had to go in hospital. And his wife told me, who's a nurse, that he couldn't take steroids. They affected his brain. He would go very confused and appear crazy. So I told them, you know, no steroids. What did they do? They put him on steroids. Mm. So, you know, the next day he went crazy and they put him on the psych ward. Mm. So she and I went in and we kidnapped him. We took him out of the hospital. Now, if they'd found me, I would have been in front of a firing squad. That's for darn sure. But that's what needed to be done at that moment in time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And that's the courage that you can have, and that, you know, you can go with the angels. You can be protected, and you can make those kind of courageous moves when you have the confidence that you have, which is what we've talked about all the show, is you've got to get some confidence in your body and the choices that you're making and knowing and trusting. And the way you do that is collecting the evidence, you know, listen to the testimonials, have your own experience, notice your body reacting and improving, and continue to turn that into more and more and more momentum to your advantage until you're walking around in complete and total. Heck, I'm so confident after listening to Carolyn's radio show for years, I just ignore most of her advice. I'm just teasing. But when you do talk about sugar, I'm like, not me. Not me. I'm not in my world. Okay. I'm not going to have a 5-hour meltdown because I had a piece of chocolate cake. I refuse. But I can say that because of all the products I'm on. So that's good. Okay. All right. So let's take a couple phone calls. And also Diana, our precious Diana, in the first hour, she typed in and said, I'm gluten intolerant and I need to verify if Flora Revive is safe for people like myself. Thank you.
Okay. Flora Revive, it does have some RNA reset powder in it and it does test negative for gluten. But we're not allowed to label it as gluten-free because it is a barley product and people apparently are allergic to the word barley. So is that the gist of it, Jenny?
Yes, we cannot label any product who has any RNA powder in it as gluten-free. Now, the RNA drops are not gluten-free. We want to be clear about that. But the powders that's in the restructure and things like that, that has been tested for gluten-free. And it's what they call washed of glutens. And through the process that's used in the making of the drops, that powder is sequestered. It's been washed and cleaned. And so you're in good shape with that, Diana.
And even the RNA reset drops, it's 99% of the time it tests free of gluten, but because it tests once in 100 for gluten, we can't put a gluten-free label on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, what we said right from the beginning with the RNA reset drops is that we want people's digestive systems to get strong enough that they're able to metabolize a little bit of gluten. If people are sensitive to one molecule, then yes, you do have to avoid anything with gluten. But constant restriction and not exposing yourself to allergens can actually work against you. that was the model, you know, for so long, is avoid, avoid, avoid. And then you hear stories about people who they can only eat a handful of foods because their immune system has not been allowed to develop to be able to deal with different allergens. Now, the whole immune system exposure to genetically modified organisms and the synthetics and all the toxins and chemicals, I mean, that is breaking down our immune system. And that, again, is why we are promoting the use of the vitamin D and vitamin C, picosilver, picozinc, and the Flora Revive to support the immune system. So it comes back to that basic question. Can your immune system support you being able to tolerate some gluten? We're not recommending people put their face in their allergens or do anything silly, but test it every once in a while and see if your body can cope. And with the RNA reset drops, we just ended up telling people, well, put it on your skin or get the Renew serum and use that on your skin and absorb it through your skin to get the life force of the RNA reset drops.
Yep, very good. Very good. Very comprehensive answer. Thank you, Carolyn. Very good. All right, area code 941. Let's take some phone calls to area code 941. You're on the line with Dr. Dean. If you could give us your name and then state your question or comment, please.
I guess it might be me, Carol. And I've called you before a long, long time ago with many things, but so I don't know where to begin tonight, but I've tried the magnesium. I talked to Julie more recently. I just can't get it down. It gives me diarrhea. And the cardiologist put me on the oxide. I think that's what it's called, the Remag 400 milligram. And I took that some, but I continue to have spiking blood pressures. They went away for a while, but it's not high enough to stay on medication. And I have a telemed with him tomorrow again. We just keep revisiting this, but I get spiking blood pressures, and then the heart rate may drop low. And a girlfriend today who's a nurse mentioned had they checked my renal arteries. And of course, I will ask him that tomorrow, but I just wondered if Dr. Dean knew any proof to that could be part of the blood pressure problems. I also had a lot of leg cramps. They've let up lately, but try as I might, and I do your salt in the water, and I was trying to mix the Remite and the Remag and spray it on me. But I don't think I'll ever get to the right level trying to do that. I listen to you every week. I love all your stuff. I was going to order your Pico Potassium, and you didn't have any. Mm. And I will ask the doctor about that tomorrow. So it's kind of a multifaceted question, like even with right. the potassium.
Okay, Carol, how old are you?
I'm 71.
Okay, and when did this spiking blood pressure begin?
Well, I've had it off and on. I was trying to turn that phone off because I can hear it in the background. It had started a couple years back, and I was on Losartan and different things, but bit by bit, they had me on Bisoprolol. They thought I should be on the beta blocker, but it took me too low, and then it settled down for a while, so I took nothing. And then it started...
Right, but tell me, is there any indication of stress or anything that could have caused the blood pressure?
No, I can't think of anything. My doctor thinks, I called him the other night, it was 194 over whatever, I can't remember. The heart will race up to like 110 or 15. And he'll mm-hmm. call it anxiety sometimes. They said that in the beginning, but I was doing nothing. It was last Monday night, actually. I was watching a local board meeting, and then I'm like, oh, Dr. Dean's on, and I put that on, and then kind of listened to that. I actually went to call in. Ginny said there were no calls, but you missed me. And then I just went okay, to do some text. I wasn't stressed.
Okay, let's get back to this situation. So what you're saying with the different things here, Carol, like when you get a racing heart, that's the first sign of magnesium deficiency. And then it can go to the blood pressure. And then it can be causing the leg cramps. So yeah, you're right. It's probably related to magnesium deficiency. But as you say, the REMAG giving you diarrhea. Now, magnesium oxide, that'll give you a lot of diarrhea. So I don't know what happened there. But with the REMAG, how much can you take before you get the laxative effect?
Well, again, it isn't like I've ever put that much in my water because it seemed right away when I added the two together. So I probably spoke with Julie quite a while ago, and she mentioned putting it in a spray bottle. And then when I bought your magnesium lotion again, but I can't really tell you what amount I'm getting in there, but it probably is not a lot.
Well, you have to start somewhere. What you have to do is, in your mind, you say, okay, I know that leg cramps are magnesium deficiency. I know that this tachycardia is magnesium. Even anxiety is magnesium deficiency. Blood pressure is magnesium deficiency. So I need to work on my magnesium. You know that REMAG is supposed to be non-laxative. So as Julie probably told you, you have to work with psyllium seed powder when you take it, but you have to take it consistently. So you put yourself on a schedule where you take a quarter teaspoon, start from the beginning, a quarter
I teaspoon. I did. Her and I went through this way back when. I did do that.
And then at the point where you're getting the laxative effect, you stop that, and that's where you add the REMAG lotion. And if you're getting, you know, maybe a half a teaspoon of REMAG liquid in a day, and you're getting a whole teaspoon of REMAG lotion on your body in a day, that's a whole dose, and you can get a lot of good out of that. But
well, I guess if I can get good, when you tell how you had to do 5 teaspoons in all of this and for I think you said 2 years. I mean, I've heard you loud and clear all of it, but it's like I can't get to base one. So
no, but that's what I'm saying. Don't look at that. You know,
don't put that pressure on myself.
Pressure, exactly. Because as soon as you say, and it was 4 teaspoons for a year and a half, but as soon as you say, I'm going to get there, then you just give up. I don't want you to give up. I want you to be on something. Because if you stop the REMAG and then you went to magnesium oxide, which is 4% absorbed, you're not going to get anything happening. And you can't get to the point of diarrhea, so that's where you have to do your psyllium twice a day. So you have to be in this for the long haul. You have to do it as an experiment. You have to keep notes and just say to yourself, I have magnesium deficiency and I'm going to take care of this.
Okay. Well, and I had 8 months, let me say, with no blood pressure issues and no meds. And then it started up again. But, oh, and then they're giving me gabapentin with the leg cramp. It goes on and on. It's just too many things. But when this nurse friend mentioned the renal arteries, like, had they looked at that? Is that anything that could cause, I was trying to research it today, but in terms of getting anything, leg cramps?
Sure. The renal arteries, they can be calcified, and then they can create angiotensin problems. And yeah, there's a lot that can go on, but it still is modified by magnesium. It's all driven by magnesium deficiency. So
the renal arteries too, if you knew there was an issue, you'd still go back to the magnesium?
Well, I can't say because I don't know exactly what it is, but if it's renal artery calcification, that's caused by magnesium deficiency. And, you know, you've told me you've been on this drug, that drug, gabapentin. All those drugs are going to deplete your magnesium once again because they're just treating symptoms and they're causing more magnesium deficiency.
So, well, and that doctor put me back on the same one, the cardiologist, the 400 milligrams of oxide, and the visit was about over. And I said, well, I listened to this online doctor. She has liquid magnesium, and I'm trying to take it. And I was even going to ask you about her potassium. And he's like, well, don't be adding too many things at once. And I know that. You do them one at a time. But you can never get the questions out to them, and I just go in this circuit between the cardiologist, the rheumatologist, the you know, now this pain doctor, because I have numbness issues and stuff, and I've got your Pico Silver, and I heard you again tonight say that can help with like neuropathies, but how all this down. And then Julie told me try the cherry juice, but I went and looked at all of them. I have severe acid burns, so your cherry juice deal won't work for me either. So,
Well, we'll see if our ascorbic acid with the berry ascorbic acid, you can do that. We'll just get some plain stevia then, Carol, to sweeten it up. You know, you've got to, you really do have to ground yourself in the fact that you have magnesium deficiency and you have to deal with it, because none of these doctors know about magnesium enough to, I mean, for a doctor to be giving magnesium oxide in this day and age is, you know, malpractice. It's just a lot.
Well, I thought it was a step in the right direction that he'd even mention magnesium.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And I took him your article on, the one ages back, magnesium. I tried to give it to the cardiologist specialist because they talked about me having a pacemaker. And he said, oh, no, I could never get time to read it. And I thought, well, then don't waste my paper. And I gave it to my cardiologist, but I never got to ask if he read it. But I think he knows about it. But so you say they give you oxide means they don't know what they're talking
about.
It's
just a laxative and you're not going to absorb it. But look, here's what you do. You get my heart health book and read it again. You probably read it, but get the heart health book and just remind yourself that you've got to learn how to take the magnesium and not, you know, who knows what's going on with the intestines. Maybe you need to do a yeast detox and take the Flora Revive to stop your bowels from reacting to the magnesium. And I'm sure Julie has told you all these things, but then, you know, when you go to a specialist and they tell you this or that or give you a drug, you know, you've got to focus yourself on what common sense tells you you need to do.
Well, and that sounds easy, but I have that other female disorder. I can't tell this stuff on the radio. But anyway, and so I can't be having diarrhea. But so that's another facet. I've told Julie about it. But
I know, but I'm going to just interject for a minute now because my customer service thing is coming out, Carol. This is Ginny. And I just want to go back again over where is the primary objection to using Remag topically?
None.
Okay, and stop right there. That's what you've got to do. You've just got to use it topically, and you build your dose by using it through your skin. Now, if you're going to get a lot more that way than you'll ever get through magnesium oxide. And you say that you don't think you can build your saturation, but I know you can because we've had people do it.
And through my skin.
Yes. Yes.
And so any amount I want to put on of your magnesium lotion and what dose would I need to get to of that, or spraying? I've got the whole bottle. I was mixing Remite and Remag, but
that's fine. You
a little
just,
bit sticky to spray around, but
all you do is you do your own experiment. You get your bottle, you spray out 1, 2, 3, 4 with your particular sprays into a teaspoon measure, and you see how many sprays actually equal 1 teaspoon. And then you just divide your sprays during the day. Do a little bit in the morning when you get out of your shower. Do a little bit at lunchtime. Maybe just put some on your abdomen. Then spray your feet and your legs before you go to bed. And be done with it. It will go in the same way, and you'll have an incredible result. And if you have calcification anywhere, your body will take it up. That's what I'm suggesting. Carolyn, what do you think of that?
Yes, you've got to do that, because everything we've said, and, you know, you've talked to Julie, you've been through this many, many times.
Oh, for a long time.
Everything we say, you have an argument. You're arguing against, what is the words that you're, that,
she's arguing for her own limitations.
Limitations.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. You're limiting yourself constantly. So every time you hear yourself saying, yeah, but, you've got to stop that, because that is in the way of your healing. That's what I'm picking up. And Ginny is too. So,
and the renal arteries, Ginny, what you said about that calcification, are you saying that would help with that?
Well, what I'm saying, what Carolyn said, any calcification in the body is magnesium deficiency related. And that means that calcium has been built up in your arteries. And that means that you have to get magnesium into your body in a highly absorbed form so that it can move it out. It's like a Brillo pad. Magnesium is like a Brillo pad to calcium. Well, it's not going to jump out of the bottle into your body on its own. And if you're not willing to take it orally, then you've got to use it topically. And if you've got cramping in your legs, I would start there.
Suddenly that's disappeared over the last couple of weeks, but I'm sure not forever, you know.
Okay, well, no.
I got you.
No, it is a sign that your body is able to heal itself. And you have to acknowledge that and acknowledge your body's ability to heal, which means it can relieve you of all of your symptoms eventually as you continue to be consistent, daily consistent dosing, spray it on your legs, use it, measure it out, keep going, and be grateful that your body's showing any progress at all, and it will sustain you through the rest of the transformation that you want to experience.
And what about your potassium? Should I add some of that? My potassium levels seem normal.
Well, get the REMAG under control first. Don't be jumping around to different things. Just get this magnesium under your belt, because you know, the next thing you'll be saying, well, I tried potassium and then this happened and that happened. Do the experiment properly with just the REMAG and you'll see the benefit. I mean, if you've been listening to the shows, you know how much people will.
Well, I know, but then the blood pressure started spiking again, and I don't know how to deal with that. Just, it might be 5 nights fine, and then out of the blue, it shoots up to 189. And
we can't be your doctors about that. I'm sorry, yeah. But I know that if you were getting some saturation of magnesium, that possibly wouldn't be happening. And I know, again, we can't be your doctors about this, but our customers will say when they have an episode of the blood pressure or pain or AFib, they'll take a little extra REMAG and that will help them. But that's all we're going to say today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. I love all your stuff, and I listen intently. I have a friend with type 2 diabetes, and I keep telling him he needs to tune in.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Yeah.
And I'm gonna give him your articles on that Ginny mentioned tonight.
Oh, thank you. Okay, Carol.
Thank you.
Said. Yes,
thank you both.
We want you to be better. You're welcome.
Yeah, well, I
want
to be better. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Hey, okay, very good. Carol gave us a workout. An aerobics class. Okay.
Oh, right. No,
she's a sweetheart. Right. And I know everybody. And you know, that's one thing about you, Carolyn, is you'll go to the mat with people and you won't waver. You'll just keep reinforcing it. And she's there. She's going to do it. Okay. Let's go to area code 719. 719, you're on the line tonight with Dr. Carolyn Dean. If you could give us your name and then state your question or comment.
Hello. This is Pamela. And
go ahead, Pamela.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes. You're a little low, Pamela, but go ahead.
No, I can turn the sound up, I think. Is that better?
It is. It is better.
Okay, good. All right. I forgot I had turned it down. When I talked to you, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, I was telling you about my problem with the diarrhea, and you suggested that I put all my minerals and everything into my water and spread it out throughout the day. So I've done that since then. And I believe that's why it has been improving. But what's weird about it is I'll have it one day and not the next, and it goes back and forth. And I'm wondering, do you really think that's totally due to the REMAG, or is it something else in my diet and stuff adding to it?
It's hard to say, but... you know, if you did not have diarrhea before you began the REMAG, then it's possible it's the REMAG kind of partly detoxifying a person, and maybe partly it not being absorbed into the cells and going out the intestines. And that's where we tell people to add the psyllium seed powder. Have you done that yet?
No. Is that a product of yours, you mean, or just get it from the store?
No, it's just, you know, Metamucil. It's just a Metamucil type thing with no flavoring and no sugar. You can email customer service at support@rnareset.com and ask for our laxative effect FAQ, because... people will get the diarrhea. I mean, maybe it's like, what would you say, Ginny? 5 people in 100?
Oh.
Can have
this reaction.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know if that's that much. Yeah.
And so we're used to it because, you know, we have 100,000 people on the product. So it's bound to come up if a person, say, has yeast overgrowth and the REMAG is helping to kill the yeast, then that can cause some laxative effect or just a slight IBS. Now, I have slight IBS, but I was still able to take 4 teaspoons with never the laxative effect until I get saturated. So everybody has a little different thing going on. So
okay.
Use the psyllium seed. It's a fiber that helps absorb liquid from the intestines to keep the laxative effect at bay.
Okay. What jumps into my mind is years ago, I was told that psyllium seed is very harsh on the colon, but it must not be if you're recommending that, right?
Oh, right. I mean, the thing with Metamucil, are you kidding? It's the most prescribed substance on the planet. It's used for diarrhea and for constipation, Pamela. So it's millions of people use psyllium. So no, it's not a problem.
Okay, great.
So get our FAQ on it, and that's your next... Okay. That's what you'll do now for the next month and see if you can get this under control entirely. The other thing that's really going to be helpful is our Flora Revive. That is our probiotic, and it also has an antifungal component. And the Saccharomyces boulardii in the Flora Revive is a treatment for diarrhea. And the diarrhea may be from yeast overgrowth, and that's something you can read about in my Reset the Yeast Connection book at drcarolindeanlive.com. So slowly but surely, we'll chip away at this and figure it out, okay?
I hope so, because I'm afraid of going out of the house, and I figure it's good that I'm not working right now. I wouldn't be able to do
it. Oh. Okay, well, we'll help you sort it out, okay? And get in touch with customer service about the psyllium seed, and if you want more input about our yeast book, okay?
Yes, yes. And I want to thank you also for your recommendation of using your magnesium lotion, because I'm using a different one before, which was helping, but it wasn't totally going away. And now I think I've pretty well got it handled with yours. Thank you.
What have you got handled with our Remag lotion?
The cramps in my legs.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, Carol, who was just on before you, that's what we told her to do, to put the Remag lotion on her legs. Awesome. Well, that's great, Pamela. So, yeah, we've got your back.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye for now.
Okay, bye.
Very good. Excellent, excellent. Okay. All right, everybody. Thank you for calling in again. The number 646-558-8656. Here to talk with Dr. Carolyn Dean. A few more minutes left in the show today. 888-3695-3587 is the code to call in. Once you dial into the phone, we'd be happy to put you on with Dr. Dean. Again, you've got to hit *9 on your keypad to raise your hand in the studio so that we can put you, connect you with Dr. Dean. Let's see what we have going on YouTube, Carolyn, all of our robust listeners over there. One person did type in Stephanie and ask, would taking magnesium on an empty stomach contribute to diarrhea?
No, Remag on an empty stomach cannot contribute to diarrhea unless you're taking like 2 teaspoons at a time. But that is a good point that you're bringing up, because if you take your Remag with a meal, it can perhaps slow it down and slow down the possibility of diarrhea. But, you know, the way we ask people to sip it through the day, to slowly put little increments of magnesium into the cells so that you won't lose it. Basically, we don't want you to waste it. So Remag, just sip it through the day, is the best way to do it. I don't know what else to say. Can you add anything to that, Ginny?
Nope. I think you're right. Well, one of the things we know is that Remag has been clinically proven not to cause diarrhea. You know, we know that. It is clinically proven not to offer the laxative effect. But we also know that people have a lot of digestive distress. They have toxins in their gut. They have yeast overgrowth. They have leaky gut and other things. And when Remag goes in to do its healing work, it is going to work in the body to get bring that healing process, and that release could be a Herxheimer reaction that does not have to be necessarily related to magnesium that's not absorbed, because Remag doesn't even require digestion. We had Taylor Wireless come in on the show and talk about the fact that it doesn't even make it to the small intestine. It's gone. Boom. Mm-hmm. Bada bing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, boy. Yeah, so there's all these things that a person will use as their experiment in figuring out what's going on with them. And as we said, it's rare to happen. It does happen. The people we hear from are the people who the laxative effect is happening to. We don't hear from the, 100,000 people who don't have the laxative effect. but we just hang in there with the various little fixes that we have until the body settles down. I forgot to ask Pamela how long she'd been on REMAG and how much she was taking. But I think if she adds the psyllium and the Flora Revive, I think that will make a big shift for her.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree 100%. And that usually fixes it. Again, we've got, you know, people got so much going on in their stomachs. But thank you, Stephanie, because that's a great question. And we had our good friend Ina on earlier, too, talking about she had just gotten her order and how she could start taking her products and taking it morning, evening, that kind of thing. We've got some really new fun people joining us on the show, on the chat line, on YouTube, and we're very, very grateful for their contribution because you're asking the question that everybody's thinking. That's what we always say on the show. So we love to take questions and we love to be able to, Carolyn answers one, she's answering so many people and it's so beneficial. So thank you again for posing those for us. Okay, Carolyn, so what else? We've got about 4 minutes till the show wraps up today. What else shall we talk about?
Okay, here's a teaching question. It's interesting. Someone is saying, I had a very large mold exposure, still trying to detox. And she says she has a gene mutation. She's high in glutamate and low in GABA. What products would I recommend? Now, I really don't have a clue, but I can't medically say. She's asking, should she take silver, Realign, does the methionine increase glutamate, all kinds of symptoms of anxiety, anger, depression, sulfate issues. She's taking taurine and just added molybdenum. Very complex, but I want to say to this person, with a mold exposure and the possibility of having a mold and yeast interaction in the body, I would look at the yeast detox, which is taking the Pico Silver and the Flora Revive, and I would get an ozone machine. I've written a blog on black mold. So what you do is you Google black mold and my name, and it comes up with the words more on black mold. And I go into how you get a small $70 ozone generator at Amazon and use that in the various rooms in the house to help clear out mold, either that's still in the home or that you're exhaling. And then that's growing in your environment, crazy as it sounds. But in damp rooms like your bathrooms, you could be growing a bit of mold that keeps the symptoms going. And in terms of what I'd recommend, if she's concerned about the Realign, I would say the REMAG, the Pico Silver, and the Flora Revive would be what I would take. So there, that's done, and we still have one whole minute.
One whole minute. Very good. Very good. Great show tonight. Thank you. Thank you to everybody. Who are writing in, calling. Somebody's asking why the RNA drops are thicker than before. The RNA drops are constantly changing. We're on generation, I don't even know anymore, 160-something. They have a very unique aspect to them, a quality to them, and the way that they're made, they're handmade, they're hand-batched, and they're processed in a very unique way. And so every batch is different. Everything's going to be different. So just rely on them. The one thing you can count on about the drops is they're always going forward, they're always evolving, and they're always going to be different. And you will be different, too, as you use them, because you will be totally wonderfully and inspired and satiated as you do that. Right, Carolyn?
Right. Yes. And the generations mean that in this 165th generation, it has bits, molecules of every preceding generation. So it has levels of excellence that cannot be matched ever.
ever. Yes, that's exactly correct. So we're so grateful for everybody. Thank you again, everybody. Thank you, Patrick, everybody on the chat line, everybody at the studio. Thank you, Deb. Thank you, Bob. And we are going to sign off for now, and we will be back next week with so much more fun.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, listeners.
Listening to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show. For questions about today's broadcast, email Dr. Dean at questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com. That's questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.